Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live broadcast from Fort Fest 2021 here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. With me today, I'm sitting here with Lee, and you know, it's a really slow day here. Apparently, people partied pretty heavily last night. There's almost no one walking around. Of course, it's still like 11 in the morning, which is early for people. Not so early for me these days. I mean, my whole sleep schedule got thrown off, right? The first day of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because I ended up with like 3 hours of sleep the night before, which caused me to go to sleep earlier, and then I started waking up at 7, and now I'm just sort of locked into that rhythm until I get back to Keene and return to a sense of normalcy, which I'm sort of looking forward to because I hate waking up that freaking early in the day. But it is a slow day here. People are still showing up, of course, as we expect all throughout the weekend. And you're still invited to come. We're here until July the 4th, and we're just having a good time. People are doing stuff. I believe there's poker down there every night still. It's hard to say exactly what is going on because I'm not, you know, really the poker type, so I don't head down there to the party tents often. I tend to cluster in smaller groups of people. So we've been looking at various things going on throughout the United States while we've been just sitting here waking up and, you know, watching the rest of the campground wake up. Evidently, it's totally okay to pay a governor or a state to have them send the National Guard somewhere. And this bothers me for so many reasons. I mean, not just because the National Guard can be deployed by billionaires on a whim, but because I don't want the National Guard being at the border, which is where they were deployed to in the first place, because I think we should have an open border and just let people come here if they want to come here.
Well, I mean, it seems to me fairly straightforward that, I mean, number one, if you're going to solve the border crisis, the only way to do it is to get rid of the welfare state. But in the meantime, okay, you haven't built anything there, so you don't actually have a right to anything that is this so-called border. You've never mixed your labor with nature. They're not climbing on your wall, so leave them alone.
Well, evidently there is a fence there in some places, but Florida Governor DeSantis announced late last week that he's dispatching 50 law enforcement officers. Well, his don't seem to have been the National Guard. Interesting. From his state to Texas in order to help out at the U.S.-Mexico border. The politics were hardly subtle, says MSNBC. The governor would not say what the officer's mission would be or who would be paying for the excursion, but the why was obvious. DeSantis wants to be able to tell his party's base that he takes border issues seriously, and this transparent campaign stunt will help the Republican check a box.
I gotta say, wait, you're not telling us who is paying for this. So, is it us? Or is it someone that we would be very deeply concerned if we knew that they were giving you a bunch of money?
It's very likely Florida taxpayers, but as we're about to get into, some of these are actually being paid for by private individuals. Naturally, other GOP governors with national ambitions don't want to be left behind. Which explains this press release issued yesterday by South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Quote, today, Governor Kristi Noem announced that up to 50 South Dakota National Guard troops are being deployed to Texas to help secure the border between the United States and Mexico. Blah, blah, blah. The deployment will be paid for by a private donation. At face value, the politics of these stunts is easy to understand. I mean, certainly, 50 National Guard troops probably aren't going to make a difference on the gigantic U.S.-Mexico border. DeSantis and Noem want to prove their border bona fides to far-right activists ahead of their seemingly inevitable presidential debate stage. Well, hold up, presidential candidacy. I had a bug crawling on me because we are here at a campground. I just wanted to make sure it was a tick, so I stopped looking at the screen for a moment. She goes on, she probably goes on for a bit. But did you catch the last statement in the South Dakota's written statement? The deployment will be paid for by a private donation. Willis Johnson, a Republican mega donor and a Tennessee billionaire whose company auctions used cars, acknowledged that he's footing the bill for Kristi Noem to send 50 South Dakota National Guard to the southern border. Now, this is a Tennessee billionaire paying for privately for 50 South Dakota National Guards people to be sent to the southern border. That effectively makes the South Dakota National Guard a mercenary force.
Well, they wanted to get on that sweet, sweet Blackwater money.
Yeah, and clearly they did. I mean, it's appalling to me. It's horrifying to think that a billionaire can just throw money at a state and get the National Guard deployed somewhere.
Hey, you, this'll make you look good in politics. Have some money.
It'll be interesting to see how this develops, because I can't imagine that's a legal thing to do, right?
I mean, I assume it is, or he wouldn't be doing it, because you tend not to break the law publicly as a method of getting elected.
Well, time will tell. Someone has to challenge the legality of this. Privately funding a military mission is an affront to civilian oversight of the armed forces,
sure
said
is.
Military and oversight experts. Describing the move, a Republican governor sending troops to a Republican-led state, paid for by a Republican donor, as likely unprecedented and unethical. I would argue it's almost certainly going to prove to be illegal as well.
I mean, unless there is some massive oversight in the way that their state does their National Guard deployment stuff, like that. No, I can't see that being legal.
You certainly don't want our national security priorities up to the highest bidder. Well, they. Oh, come on, really? Everything in the United States is up for grabs. Everything the government does is up for grabs to the highest bidder. This isn't new.
You don't want it up for the highest bidder. You wouldn't want the oil companies and bankers running the country, would you?
This need not be complicated. Private citizens aren't supposed to pay for National Guard missions. It's that simple. For Republicans wondering why this is problematic, I'd encourage them to consider a hypothetical. If some Silicon Valley billionaires and Democratic megadonors decided they didn't like where National Guard troops were stationed, so they wrote checks to a blue state governor to move the troops to the donor's preferred location, would Republicans just shrug their shoulders, or would they see this as a ridiculous abuse? Now, this raises an interesting idea. Maybe these Democratic billionaires can just offer DeSantis and the South Dakota governor more money to just bring them back to their own states. It's like, no, we'll pay you even more to just bring them home.
Yeah, I was thinking, it's like, this has got to at least be against some kind of campaign contribution law, because I mean, this is clearly a political maneuver that you are paying for. So I mean, that I don't know for sure, but as far as I know, everything about campaign contribution law is freakishly complicated. So yeah. I am sure this is breaking at least one of those.
Well, technically, it's not a campaign contribution, right? It's a voluntary payment of taxes to a state. Used for a specific cause?
It looks to me like you're paying for a campaign stunt. That's what it looks to me like. Because, I mean, okay, 50 troops, have you seen a map of the, you know, Mexican border? 50 troops, really, that's going to change things. This is a policy decision that you wanted to make to make things better.
Yeah, it's certainly not going to make a difference. But it makes me wonder, can I give Governor Sununu $1 million to just withdraw all the state troopers and state police from Cheshire County? Is that the way all of this is going to work now? Is this pay the governor or pay the state and you become the one in charge of the military force or the police force, all doled out to the highest bidder?
Well, I'm sure they'll come out and say, no, it's nothing like that. I just, you know, convinced him this would be a good idea. And he happened to mention, like, well, I would have to raise taxes. And he's like, don't worry, I got this.
Well, why do they, I mean, if they don't have the money to pay to send the National Guard to Texas, maybe don't send the National Guard to Texas. Or maybe don't send 50 police officers to Texas.
Well, how am I supposed to look good in this? I'm taking a position.
Well, Florida could do it easily. I mean, there's always Cuban immigrants coming into Florida. I mean, they could do something about that if they want to. I would encourage them not to, because I prefer, you know, free migration among human beings.
Especially the ones that go to all the trouble of leaving Cuba. Like, that is no easy task.
No, and it's something like 100 miles of rafting or boating in order to reach Florida. I mean, that's dedication to being free.
Yep.
So, I mean, I want people like that. People who are dedicated to come here to work, to be free, to build a better life for themselves. I don't know what issue people have with that.
Absolutely.
They have this mentality that, oh, they just want to come here and live off of welfare. Dude, I have never met a single immigrant who came here for the welfare.
Especially the ones that are escaping socialism.
More coming up from Fort Fest 2021. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from Fort Fest 2021 here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. joined now by Vincent. It's me and Lee being joined by Vincent. Vincent, you finally made it to Rogers Campground, and that's because you no longer attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I've never attended it.
Never.
Never.
Not even, okay.
No, my my first time ever up to Rogers. Like in the past, I went to like Storyland and Santa's Village when I was younger. But the first time at Rogers was it was 2019 Forkfest.
Okay. I thought there was one year that you rode up here with Ian and I, and we attended Porkfest as well, but I don't remember. I mean, that was years ago. That was, I don't recall.
No, I do remember Ian was nice enough to give me a ride back before I got my government plastic permission slip to drive a motor vehicle. But, no, I don't have the money to afford a ticket, even the early bird or, you know, whatever. I just, you know, if it's more than $5, I can't afford it. I won't afford it.
I know that this is going to make the Free State Project board very unhappy. Happy to hear, but I have never bought a ticket for the Porcupine Freedom Festival because the first 2 years I was here, I was vending with Muslims for Liberty, who provided me a ticket because they were vending here and that provided them with an extra ticket. The year following, the Porcupine Freedom Festival was open, and I just didn't go down there to the events, not even once. You know, it was just something that happened down there at the bottom of the hill. Mm-hmm. There's so much confusion now around this, right? Because the Porcupine Freedom Festival seems to have it in their heads that they are Rogers Campground during those dates. And that's simply not the case. I mean, it could be the case, but they have to buy out the entire campground and then basically sublet them out to attendees in order for that to be the case. And they didn't do that last year or this year. And they're really unhappy about that.
But wasn't this year like their most successful year?
It was.
And we're still not happy?
By far.
No, because of all the money they left on the table, right? That's why they've already doubled ticket prices for next year. Doubled. Ticket prices for next year. And that's why, you know, we're going to see a return to the vendors over here in Agoura Valley having to pay a premium rate for those spots. And what we've already seen this before. We know it's going to happen again. They're going to move that way. And that's going to be, I forget what they called it the year that happened. Does anyone remember where it's at? That's okay. Thank you. So, we've all seen how this plays out before, and it's going to play out that same way again. But I'm just stunned by all Free Talk Live has ever tried to do was have the Porcupine Freedom Festival be what it used to be. Free and open, you know, a good time for everyone, not having pork rangers running around searching people's vehicles and that kind of nonsense, just a place for libertarians to hang out. And, you know, the Free State Project has always done a really good job of getting speakers and events to happen that people are interested in, and that's wonderful. We love it and we support it. But they always have to pick a fight with Free Talk Live over something. No matter how trivial or nonsensical it is, there's always something they want to fight with us about, and I just don't get it.
It very much reminds me of the Libertarian Party's stance of, like, no, we can't be associated with people with strong views. And I think that's us for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is they don't want to be associated with, you know, hardcore free speech advocates, with people who believe in a right of association, who, like, yeah, I will pay you for your services, not for the environment that crops up around those services.
It's very curious. I mean, I'm being accused of theft of services and NAP violations and the promotion of theft of services. And I'm just sitting here like, man, those are really strong terms to be throwing around here.
They really are.
I mean, theft of services? I mean, what services? Because most of the bathrooms were closed during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, it's true the Porcupine Freedom Festival provided, you know, porta-potties, but I also had a hotel room, so it wasn't really a concern to me that the bathrooms were closed, but they were closed. What service did I steal by physically being here and promoting and telling people to come to the campground to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival? I mean, we literally sat here the entire week telling people to get down here and come attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't know how much more. I mean,
how much do we need to give you before you feel recompensed for having an event?
A substantial amount of money. Someone sponsored the Porcupine. The largest sponsor of the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year was basically Forkfest, our festival.
Right.
And didn't they screw up like the? They screwed up something with like placement of the sign.
Well, I don't know to what extent they screwed it up. I mean, the terms required them to have it displayed in the main pavilion, and they did that. But when you look at previous years, like when Dash sponsored them, they had a great big Dash sign on the outside of the pavilion, something that was like 20 by 20 feet. And maybe we could have gotten something like that if we provided a bigger banner, but still, they could have just taken that one and put it up outside.
And these are people accusing you of stealing services.
Yes, the people who were paid $10,000, basically, to put up a banner. I mean, I'm one of the Crypto Six, right?
Yep.
And the main pavilion this year was called the Crypto Six Pavilion. I didn't even know that. It seems like that's something that, you know, when I'm doing a presentation there, I would probably know that. But no, that's how bad it was. But no, they're accusing me of theft of services. I don't know, what service did anyone steal? Because we never told people to come to Rogers Campground during the week of the Porcupine Freedom Festival without buying a ticket for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We never encouraged or suggested anyone do that.
Right.
We always promoted the dates of Forkfest as being June the 28th through July the 4th. So it's all very weird and confusing, and it's just a mess. It's disheartening to be attacked like this, basically for sitting here and telling people, hey, come down. It's a good time. I don't know what else I can do to appease the Free State Project board. I'm not going to bow and kiss the ring of these people.
No. That's the last thing. That's the last thing you need to do. And I mean, this is some of the best advice I ever got from a musician, Marshall Mathers III. And it's this thing: if you sweat these bitches, they're gonna walk all over you, right? You got to treat them how they want to be treated, like dirt. And so you got to start treating them how they treat you. So, tell people stop coming to Porkfest. Porkfest sucks, right? You're going to Porkfest, really, right? You haven't heard of Forkfest? You know, going to Porkfest, what, you want to go to Libertarian Kindergarten?
No, I'm still going to encourage people to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but Free Talk Live won't be here next year in all likelihood. I mean, we can more than likely work something out with Rogers Campground. I mean, it's not a big deal, but I don't want to bow and kiss the ring. I'm certainly not going to pay the Porcupine Freedom Festival to be here.
I'm definitely with reciprocity. I mean, you start out treating someone as well as you can, and after that point, you have to treat them how they treat you.
I want to be the bigger person here, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue promoting the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the Free State Project, and the Freedom Migration to New Hampshire. But I have to say, you know, it kind of sucks to be doing that while being accused of theft by the very people that you're helping to promote. And in fact, paying to promote ourselves there on top of all of that.
Right.
And, of course, I wasn't the one who paid that money, but it's just absurd that Forkfest sponsored the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and somehow Forkfest is being accused of theft of services.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand the logical disconnect that's going on here, except it seems to be a disagreement about what the Porcupine Freedom Festival is. To the Free State Project board, it's the entire campground during their event. But that's Rogers Campground. You don't own Rogers Campground. It's still Rogers Campground. They can set whatever rules they want, and they can rent only to people who have tickets, but the board isn't the owner of Rogers Campground. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has died. Rumsfeld, surrounded by his family, died in New Mexico at the age of 88. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton reflects on the legacy of the former Defense Secretary on Fox News.
And Don Rumsfeld, even when he was in the business world, he remained engaged. He sat on public commissions, and he rang the alarm on a lot of matters. He was talking about the importance of missile defense as well in those days. So both times when he became Secretary of Defense, he took charge of a military that needed to begin to update and modernize.
Former President Trump says the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border has never been worse. Speaking in Texas, Trump says President Biden is destroying our country because he repealed the Remain in Mexico policy. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Democratic-controlled House approves a measure to remove Confederate statues from the halls of the Capitol. Dan Naraki has more on the story from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
The House has passed a bill to remove the statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed at a 285 to 120 vote and would also replace the bust of Roger B. Taney, the Chief Justice who wrote the decision in the Dred Scott case, with one of Thurgood Marshall. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed this measure last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber.
During debate on the bill, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, said, quote, all the statues being removed by this bill are statues of Democrats. Maybe it's time the Democrats change the name of their party, close quote. Pending home sales are reaching their highest level for the month of May since 2005. The National Association of Realtors saying they rose 8% last month when compared to April. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from Fort Fest 2021 here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. With me today is Vincent N. Lee, and Freedom's Phoenix is your source for all news, economic, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. Get today's headlines all in one place, and from a fresh libertarian perspective, you can find this and more at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. And, you know, it's difficult to not be angry, really, when accusations are being thrown around, like I'm a thief and stuff like that. But I try to stay positive and to focus on positive things. Vincent, welcome to Fork Fest.
Thank you.
Are you having a good time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I came in on Monday, and it was just so wicked hot. It was and humid. It was terrible. So I consider Tuesday day one. Woke up. It was a great hangout with people. Today is day. And you know, I thought about vending, but I just wanted to relax this Fork Fest. And so far, I'm doing a good job of that. I want to start getting, like, video and stuff for the people who are unable to be at Fork Fest.
Well, they can still join us. I mean, we're here until July the 4th. But I realize, you know, the clock is ticking, and a lot of these people are coming from out of state, and it's, you know, If it takes you a day to travel here, unless you've already been planning it, you probably don't realistically have time to make it. But we'll be here next year, and people are always invited to come. It's a great time. It is a little humid and warm today. I was watching the weather and looking forward to thunderstorms because I'm from the south where we get a lot of thunderstorms, and I miss the hell out of them. But a thunderstorm here in New Hampshire lasts for like 3 minutes, and then the sun comes back out and it becomes humid and miserable. But today's actually a really pleasant day. You know, they were broadcasting thunderstorms all week long and rain all week long, and we haven't seen any of that, thankfully.
Yeah, just sort of an overcast, sleepy morning, and now it's just kind of nice.
It was an unusually sleepy morning. I've noticed that. Like, when I came down here, I'm pretty sure I was the only person even awake at 9 o'clock or whatever time it was that I actually finally made it down to the site. And people appear to still just be sort of waking up. It's a lazy day. I mean, it's a Wednesday, and it's noon, and you know, people are taking time off to relax in anticipation of the upcoming weekend when the party really kicks off, as it always does here at ForkFest. Wednesdays are usually fairly slow, you know, as are Mondays and Tuesdays. On Thursdays, people start arriving, and by Fridays and Saturdays, it's a very different place.
Oh, yeah.
All the people with day jobs.
Yeah.
Or who can't take a whole week off.
Well, and there's a lot of people who were here last week who are returning this coming weekend because, I mean, they learned that, oh, there's another festival? And it's the same but kind of different because you people are... You act like libertarians?
Wait, so someone pays $10,000 for a ForkFest banner, and then only at the end of ForkFest people say, oh, there's something else called ForkFest? What's that?
Well...
Yeah, it definitely wasn't the kind of promotion that previous main sponsors have received.
Well, I mean, that's just as much on, you know, ForkFest as it is on anyone. I mean, ForkFest was the one who provided the banner to be displayed. I mean, presumably we could have provided one that was, you know, 5-10 times this one's size, but instead we didn't. Mm. So I have no real gripe about that. I just it hits me the wrong way knowing that ForkFest was the biggest sponsor and yet they turn around and accuse us of theft. It just doesn't sit right with me. But hey, live and let live. I'm just going to continue doing my thing, and they can spread whatever rumors about me if they want. They will not be the first people to spread rumors about me, and they certainly won't be the last. So let them say what they want, ultimately. It's frustrating because, I mean, we were getting along so well. I mean, Saturday night, Carla Garrick, who organized the event last year and who was a bit frustrated with me over some things I did, we buried the hatchet. And then 24 hours later, the next organizer, and this year's organizer as well, decides, okay, well, Carla is no longer fighting with Aria, so I'm going to pick up that fight. So, man, can't we just peacefully coexist? What is so hard about just peacefully coexisting?
Trauma is addicting, you know. Some people, you know, are ever unhappy with themselves or their life or are bored or whatever, hate their wife, hate their family. So they just need, you know, something else to obsess over. And that's why they just obsess over drama and starting fights where none should be started.
And it's particularly true among libertarians. I like to think about, you know, wild animals. I mean, my dog isn't going to fight with the cats over food. She's not going to fight with other dogs over food because she's healthy. She's got plenty of food. It's not the people who have plenty who sit around bickering over what they have. It's the people who are fighting for scraps. And that's essentially the Libertarian Party. That's why they bicker so furiously about tiny little details, because that little scrap of meat to them is just so unbelievably important that they're willing to fight to the death over it while ignoring the giant deer back there they could be eating if they weren't instead fighting over that scrap.
Right.
It's a very good way to put it. Yeah.
And that's the Libertarian Party in a nutshell, and that's more or less what's going on. Okay, a festival of... Really, you want to start this fight and these wild accusations against these two hardcore libertarian groups that are aiming to get people to move to New Hampshire over a festival of 2,500 people just doesn't seem worth it to me. I would rather see the festival grow and extend. Okay, you reach the cap of 2,500 people. Fine, ForkFest still has plenty of room to grow. So instead of being upset, let's work together to get all of these people a place to go and to hang out and have a good time among other libertarians.
Right.
To me, that's the best approach.
Our goals overlap so much that there's just this tiny little thing, and of course it has everything to do with money and power, and that tiny little thing is going to draw a wedge so that we can't actually marshal our forces together. Thanks. I'm sure that's not what the state wants at all, guys.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, and it just to show how much this is, or just like how little they... I'm trying to be nice here, but, you know, I lived in New Hampshire for 9 years before I ever heard of Keene, ever heard of FTL, and I learned about the FSP from Ian. Yeah. Right. I lived here in Hanover, New Hampshire, so, you know, it's not like I'm in the middle of a shack in the middle of a woods in the Great Northern Forest. I never heard of the FSP, right? And they've been, when did it start? When did it started in, like, what, the early aughts, I think?
I don't know exactly when that started.
No one even knows Valor. And they've just done such a poor job. And, that's the thing, too. We started a libertarian club at our high school in 2014, 2015, and none of us have ever heard of the FSB at all. So, like, what are they, So it's nice to see that they're spending all their money here and, infighting instead of, getting...
It's a major marketing issue. I mean, Free Talk Live certainly has the advantage here. LRN.FM has the advantage here because I'm also one of those people. I attended my very first Somalia Fest and Porcupine Freedom Festival not knowing anything about the Free State Project, not even knowing it was a thing. And I was here at their festival not even knowing they exist. I mean, there's a marketing issue here.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea there was any such thing as Pork Fest, or especially of the Free State Project at all, until there was a crossover between a show that I was listening to in a dedicated way and Free Talk Live. And then I heard this Free Talk Live commercial mentioning the Free State Project, and I'm like, the what?
Yeah.
And I've been an anarchist for as long as I can remember, and I've never heard of this thing. So no one is hearing about this. No one is... I mean, sure, there are little pockets of people, usually people who are closely associated with the political side of libertarianism, and they know about it and don't think it'll work. Whereas all of us who actually want to, like, do something, build a community, have something other than the state to live in, we don't know it exists.
It raises the question, though, how did I end up here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival all those years ago without knowing about the Free State Project? Well, the answer is really simple. It's because of Ian Freeman and LRN.FM and a show I was doing with Will Coley called Call to Freedom. So I'm here because of LRN.FM and Ian Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
The Free State Project tried to claim credit for me when I did my presentation. They're like, Free State Mover! No, I'm not a Free Stater. Never had any association with you people. And at this point, I don't think you want to have any association with me as far as I can tell. You haven't done anything that makes me want to be part of the Free State Project. I want to see New Hampshire secede. I want to see New Hampshire be freed. But I don't think the Free State Project has the right heart to achieve that goal based on the things I've seen. But versus someone like Ian, who has spent the better part of 15 years actually getting people to move to New Hampshire and sticking by libertarian principles and being consistent. So, to me, I mean, you're asking me to basically choose between this organization that has done some pretty shady things and is throwing around some pretty wild accusations about me and the actual reason that I'm here, which is Free Talk Live, Ian Freeman, and LRN.FM. So, I don't know. You can do, or you can sit around in fighting. To me, I'd rather, let's build the strongest, best festival that we can. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you know, it's always heartwarming to hear news stories about how the state knows that the executioner is coming, so to speak, and that executioner is cryptocurrency, and that there is effectively nothing they can do to stop it, although, you know, the Chinese government wants to ban cryptocurrency to some degree. Who knows what they're really doing? And the U.S. government wants to control it by controlling Coinbase and Kraken and all of these other exchanges that will play ball with them. I don't know what the European Union is really doing, but evidently, Vincent, we were talking about during the break, something that they're up to. There are so many weird little bugs here.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I think those are the ones that are eating the mosquitoes, but they also bite me.
Well, that one's not going to be biting anyone anytime soon. If you don't know the importance of Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, then head on over to Bitcoin.com. It has everything you need to know. Just click Getting Started up at the top, and it's got a number of short videos for you to watch that will teach you the basics. You can get as deeply into the subject as you want. And if you already know about Bitcoin, then Bitcoin.com still has something to offer. They have an awesome new site at news.bitcoin.com that's definitely worth checking out to stay current on all of the news headlines that are relevant to you. News.bitcoin.com. Now, this story is exactly about the European Union, and evidently one of their ministers is saying that, hey, look, we have roughly 2 years to deal with cryptocurrency before it makes our institutions obsolete. Vincent, you have this pulled up?
Yes. This is on Cointelegraph, titled, "We don't have much time left to regulate crypto," says Bank of France governor. And France, along with Germany and, you know, formerly the UK, France is like one of the, basically there's two powerhouses in the EU. There's Germany and France, and right. Then, you know, Brexit happened. So,
now are you talking in general or in terms of banking? Because I know that in terms of banking, it was Germany and England, and now that England is out, I guess France is trying to step into those shoes.
Yeah.
Well, France has always been considered one of the powerhouses. I mean,
they've always been a political powerhouse in Europe, but their banking has just frankly not been as on spot as the German and English banks were.
I don't know. I don't keep up with what central banks do. I mean, I know what they do, but I don't pay attention to the details of, oh, this central bank is bigger than that central bank.
Well, I like to keep track of, like,
I'm going to leave the pissing matches to the libertarians.
I like to keep track of, okay, who's ruining fiat? Italy, well, good job. Nice. Thank you.
Could you ruin Greece, something that was never good in the first place, Fiat? I don't know, like, ruining Fiat sounds like I don't know, like an oxymoron, sort of.
Well, I mean, so here's the thing. There didn't used to be a set of rocks for that ship to crash onto. Now there is. There is a competing currency with Fiat itself. So the I mean, obviously...
Well, that's always been the case. I mean, gold has always existed, and it's always competed with the USD to a certain degree.
Not nearly to the level of crypto, though, because, I mean, number one...
Well, crypto has proven the most successful in today's world, but... Mm-hmm.
And in the 1930s, the government literally confiscated everyone's gold.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. They stopped them from competing during the 30s that way. And it has been successful in that, like, it's really difficult, or has been until recently, to spend gold for actual goods and services.
Yeah, the gold back has changed that.
People can find more.
I don't have the website actually directly in front of me, so ignore that.
But, that has definitely been a game changer in terms of spending it. But you do run into the problems of trying to spend it anywhere other than at a person directly in front of you.
That's goldback.com, by the way, for those who were curious. I mean, they're working on a thing that's not ready yet that is basically going to be a cryptocurrency backed by the goldback.
Nice.
And that's neat, but we already have cryptocurrencies that are backed by gold, so I'm not sure to what extent, you know, they really have a place to play in the market.
Yeah, the issue with
of
that,
the physical gold.
The issue with that has always been that you sort of put a target on yourself of like, oh, you have all the gold. Well, the U.S. really likes stealing things from people who own things. So now I'm glad that they're not using the word dollar, which was the excuse for the last major theft by the U.S. government of a whole bunch of gold that was trying to become a currency.
Well, they always have some sort of excuse.
They do indeed.
So tell us what this guy in the European Union is saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Bank of France governor, François Villeroy de Gallo, said that Europe should make crypto regulation a priority or risk digital assets challenging its monetary sovereignty.
Well, it's already doing that. I think they mean defeating its monetary sovereignty. The challenge has already been laid down.
Yeah, and I guess crypto, I wonder if crypto's as, it's probably not as big as in France and in Europe as it is in, like, Asia and the U.S. So I guess for them, because in the U.S. they've been talking about this for at least a few years here, and I think this is the first that I've noticed that the Europeans are expressing concern about it. At a Paris Europlace financial conference today, Villeroy said he believed the European Union only had, quote, one or two years left in which to establish a regulatory framework for cryptocurrencies. To not act, according to the central bank governor, would, quote, risk an erosion of our monetary sovereignty and potentially weaken the euro.
So he's basically saying that they need to regulate Bitcoin because it's a better competitor and they need to use regulations to destroy its ability to compete with their fiat currency.
Absolutely. And he's also putting a time frame of, hey, we are about to lose our monopoly in the next year or two, which I think that's an incredibly important piece of information for us to know that, hey guys, we only have to keep this going for another year or two. And then, guess what? You've eroded all of the monetary sovereignty of all of these fiat banksters.
Well, that's assuming his timeline is correct. I tend to think it's going to take more than 1 or 2 years for cryptocurrency to actually be successful in, you know, destroying the fiat apparatus that is the central banking system.
And what annoys me the most, I think, and it isn't just from this guy, it's from, like, you, anytime U.S. politicians or regulators or bank people on, you know, CNBC or anything are talking about crypto, they always talk about, oh, the implications, or, oh, it's a scam, or, oh, criminals use. They never want to talk about why normal people would want to use it, right? They never want to address the reasons why people want to use crypto. They only ever talking about how they could steal from it, how they could ruin it, how they could destroy it. I mean, I think that just shows where we're at right now in, like, you know, society, right? There's this awesome new innovative thing, and the government immediately, first they wanted to destroy it, and then now they want to control it. And honestly, like, the controls they're putting on it, like, where if you receive crypto, you have to pay tax on it. Not even spending it or turning it into fiat. Like, if you receive it, they want you to pay tax on it. It's,
absurd, since they don't actually accept taxes in the crypto, and the amount of U.S. dollars or euro dollars or what have you that it's worth really depends on when you cash it in.
Absolutely, yeah. So this is like this is stuff that like Ayn Rand wrote about, right? Where government just being over the top, controlling, anti-innovation.
Well, and you've got to look at like, okay, what is the difference here as people actually compete in the monetary market? So what used to happen is that all of their little friends that were lawyers and hedge fund managers, they were the ones that were close to the spigot of money. They were the ones that were making all of this money off of the toil of everyone else, and they had this system of control. And now normal people can start making that kind of money, pulling it away from the politically well-connected.
Well, people shouldn't be getting into cryptocurrency in order to make money. I realize that that's the appeal for most Americans, and I mean most people throughout the world. It's like, oh, look, I can buy $5,000 worth of Bitcoin, and 10 years from now, it'll probably be $50,000 worth. But the reason people should be getting into it is because it's going to defund the war machine. It's going to actually defund the police and just defund the state across the board.
Well, and what we're really talking about here isn't in making money. It's in acquiring wealth. So as markets move further and further toward cryptocurrency, normal people and a lot of people who are not well connected politically are the ones who are getting better access to goods and services.
What is the difference between making money and acquiring wealth?
Well, because making money means that you're using their currency to do it.
No, whereas money doesn't mean just fiat currency. That's why we have the term fiat currency. Making money can be earning Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or whatever.
Right,
if money.
But you might still have the same amount of say, of a particular cryptocurrency, but it's able to buy more, and that makes you inherently wealthier.
Well, that's just because the demand for that currency has increased. But that's still... Okay.
It's a shift of power.
I'll split the hair.
Yeah, it's a shift of power.
I think it's an arbitrary distinction
class.
That probably wasn't really worth getting into. But people should absolutely get into cryptocurrency, not to make money, but because they believe in its principles. It's just an unfortunate reality that most people don't. They don't care about defunding the war machine. Most people, if these bombs were falling on American cities, the war with Iraq would have ended within a few weeks, right? But because they're not actually seeing the bombs, their lives aren't being affected by it outside of the inflation of the currency. They're able to just pretend like it's not happening.
Well, and this is one of those invisible hand of the market phenomena where, yes, even the people who don't get into this for ethical reasons are still serving to end the war machine.
A lot of people I know are getting into it just as a hedge against inflation.
That's also a good reason to get into it, because it doesn't matter if the demand for Bitcoin increases, that the USD is steadily becoming less valuable, which it is, by the way. It, by definition, makes your cryptocurrency more valuable.
That's being count sats, not dollar signs.
Yep. More coming up from ForkFest 2021. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.